Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Aleph Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah. It's still in the middle of Siman Tuf Nun Aleph, dealing with Halachos of Kashering. We're in the very top line of Mem Aleph Omud Beis with the words of the Ramah. We discussed yesterday a whole discussion about mortars and about boards and kneading bowls. And now the Ramah tells us, V'haminog, what is the practical custom of Klal Yisrael in regards to kashering those things, which we said yesterday there were different opinions, whether you could use Hagala or whether you could use Liban. So the Ramah brings down, V'haminog, shelo lishtamek bepesach ba'arevos v'dapin shaloshin aleim kol hashana, afilu ayde Hagala. He says the proper minhag is to conduct oneself is to not to use a kneading trough or a kneading bowl or a kneading tray that you would use all year round on a regular basis for chametz to knead the chametz on that board, on that piece of wood. You shouldn't use that on Pesach, even if you had done Hagala to it. And he concludes, V'kein Ikar, this is the halacha l'maisa that we should practice as brought down by the Mordechai and the Kolbo. It says, Ukvar Nizbar Leel Simen Tov Mem Beis Sif Yud Aleph. And this has already been discussed previously in Simen Tov Mem Beis in Sif Aleph over there. Now, let's see inside the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sif Katan Sadi Dalet, Tom, the reason why the minhag is to not use them, even if you did Haggalah, Lefishi Efshar Ligardon Ulenakosin Yofe Yofe, because it's almost impossible to really adequately clean these kneading troughs and bowls over here. Shlo Yishor Mashu Chometz Beza Sedek, that there shouldn't be a little piece of chometz, even after you cleaned it, in some crack, Shenu Nir Lion, which is not visible to the eye, and therefore you have a problem of chometz over here that's going to mix in with the Pesedekis stuff that you're doing. Dear Shu, footnote number 79 brings down, what about a mixer? You want to try to kasher a mixer. So he brings down Vashel Tshuvas Or Letzion, Shein Lahachshiro Aide Hadocha O Hagola. You can't clean it over here or even use Hagola. Kiven Shibishas Pulaso, because when you're going to use this mixer, Choser Kemach Lutzok Guf Hamachshir, the flowers that's going in through this mixer is going to go back inside over here. Veish Chasha Shema L'chashi Yishtam Shubo B'Pesach Yipo Kemach Hagabi Ocha. Some of this flour is going to come back out and go on the food, and that flour will be chametz, and therefore you can't kasher a mixer. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Umizeh Atam, based upon this reasoning that it's almost impossible to clean it properly, Nisharin, he says, the custom is as well to be careful, Shelo Lahagil Pesach Chavios, Sheyomachzikim Bahem Mashke, Sheosim Bemedinas Rusya, Mimei Subin, Shekorin Borscht. He says, likewise, we're careful not to do Hagala on Pesach for barrels that contain within them borscht, because this is a chometzdik item, it's made from grain, and therefore, shemanisha bo chometz ben min hasubin, maybe some of the grain is left intact over here, and when you kasher it, you're not going to get rid of the mamoshes. Unless, the proper way to do this is al imkein herziku bo mayim ezes mantchila, unless you first let it soak in water for a while, then you rinse that out, you throw that away, that will take out any leftover grains that might be there, the subin that might be there, and then if you kasher it, mutul hagilo with hot water. Shamayim shesho besocho hidichu veviru kol chametz adavukbo, because when you let the water sit there originally before you emptied it out and then did the hagala, the water sitting there for a while will absorb any pieces of chametz, any of these subin, these grains that were over there, and therefore when you pour it out, you're removing all the mamoshes chametz over there, and then you can do hagala. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, Mikom makom, tzorech lachzor ulenakos heitev kol magola. Even after you throw out the water, you still have to go check carefully to make sure that there is no chametz left. Likewise, v'chein kelim shemachzikim behem kemach kol hashana, utensil that stored the flour in it all year. Likewise, gam kein noagim shel lahagilo mitama now. We also don't do hagol on it for the same reason that you're not ever sure you're going to get rid of all the chametz. And he adds, "V'ayin chayodim shekosav." The chayodim writes, "This is dafko b'kli shenasa mechaticha achas." This is true if the kli is made from one piece of wood. However, avol hasuyim minisorim harbe kikem shalanu, but it's actually comprised, let's say, like a wicker basket type of a structure that it's made up of many, many pieces. Then the adua shenichnas azua mabei nesel neser, and it's guaranteed that there's going to be over here chametz. There's going to be product in between each board. Le'elu lo mahani hagola. Then for these, hagola will not work. Afilu liachas shashar b'mayim, even after they were soaked in water, which theoretically would pick up all the pieces of chametz. Kama yom, even if it was soaking for several days. And he says, ayin lekamen in siv chafal of Mishnah Berurah, where we'll discuss this further in an upcoming shir. The issue footnote number 80 does bring down, however, achein im higil kliya osa b'chiticha achas, if you in fact did over here a kli, hagola, on a kli that is made up of one piece of wood, for all of our bo with Pesach, and then, even though we just said the custom is not to use it, even if you did hagola and you used that on Pesach, so we brought down earlier in Siman Tov Mem Beis, shehamayach l'mutr, in that situation it is permissible. And the issue footnote number 81 brings down, af lahashos kelim elu Pesach. What about these boards, multi-boarded kelim, which were used for chametz all year long? Okay, you can't kash them for Pesach. Do you have to get rid of them for Pesach? So he brings out from the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Mem Beis, if you're an aleph, she'osur, you're not allowed to keep it around. Even if you rinse it out with hot water, and you try to get rid of all the chametz in between, so what should you do in this situation? You should give it to the Nochri as a matana, and this way it doesn't belong to you on Pesach, because there's no way to kasher it, and it has real chametz possibly still left inside, so you have to sell it or give it to the guy. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel v'Minik Shlo Hishtamish, he says over here, goes through a discussion as to whether this is, in fact, the halacha l'maisa. Could there be other things that you could do over here in order to make it usable on Pesach? And he concludes, towards the end of this bir halacha, lini yazdati, nira di'esh l'achriya, the bottom line psak is, if it's a single board made up of one piece of wood, and it doesn't have cracks in it, then you can peel off that layer to get rid of any cracks or holes that might be there, and then do hagola. That will in fact be allowed, even though we said the minhag is not to use it, but that's only if it has multiple boards. If it has one board and you can do a proper klifa, and you can then do hagola, it would be good. However, if it's made up of multiple components, even if you peel it, you're never going to get out everything from in between, and therefore you shouldn't use it, even if you peeled it, and even if you did hagola. In the next Bir Halacha, the Pesach, the Chofetz Chaim writes, I said in the Mishnah Berurah that the reason you can't use it on Pesach is because you can't clean it properly. And he brings down this in the name of other Acharonim as well. Therefore, that implies that a clay matches, which can be cleaned properly, you can easily clean its surface, it doesn't have cracks in it, and you can then do Hagala, that would imply that that would be good. And that's, in fact, he says, the opinion of the Chok Yaakov, the Prichodesh, and the Mkor Chayim. However, the Chofetz Chaim himself says he's not sure if this is in fact the case. He goes to a Richus over here, and at the end of his Bir Halach, which is actually found on Daf Mem Gimel Lomon Aleph, he says, look in the Prima Godim, who writes, and this is also the opinion of the Magen Avraham, Yesh Lahachmer Afil B'matches. He says that one shouldn't even use a Kli Matches in this situation as well, where it was used all year round for Chametz, and even though you did Hagolah, you shouldn't use this on Pesach. That's the Prima Godim's conclusion. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tzadi Hei writes, V'im Liprokim, if it wasn't used regularly, it was only used occasionally for chametz, Mashma V'hoskim Denogim Hagola, then we do allow Hagola. Sif Katan Tzadi Vav, so the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'im Li'ach Hagola, Mesim Sodin, O Mapo, L'Hav Sif Kineim, after you did Hagola, you're not going to put a cloth or some sort of a table cover on top of this item over here. So then, Shari La'niach Sham Afilu Matzos Chamos. Then you can even put hot matzo on it. We're not concerned that it's going to absorb any residual chometz that might be left in there after you did the Hagolah. And certainly, if it's cold, it's onenes, mutar Afilu below Hagolah, i.e. the Hefsik Mapa. You could definitely even put cold matzos over here on top of this board or table that you didn't do Hagolah on, as long as there was some sort of a tablecloth on top of it. The issue footnote number 82 says, the source, the mocker of this Mishnah Berurah is the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and he says that the Shulchan Aruch Harav actually writes, Mutu lishtamesh kein rak biderech haroi umikra ach lo bekvias. That in this situation, you shouldn't still use it on a regular basis, you can only use it on an occasional basis to be allowed to do this. Continuing the Mishnah Berurah, he writes, Avo lolo shaleim, but to actually go and knead directly on this, even though there's a mapa in between, after utzonin, even though it's cold, that would be osur. The koach hachimutz, because the chimutz process, the fermenting process, turning it into chametz over here, sheyesh bechli lisha, that's in this bowl over here, or in this board, holech derech hasodim, would be able to go through the tablecloth, u'machmetz o'izu sholeh, and would go and make chametz, the dough that you're kneading, on top of it, even though there is some sort of a mapa or a sodin, a cloth of some sort, intervening. And he says, this is true, afilu mekvar higilam, even if you did hakola. According to the strict opinion that we had earlier, one shouldn't do this. However, he brings down the Yesh Me'achronim Shekosu. There are those that say, he says there are those that say that you shouldn't even do any usage over here of this Kli Lisha, even if there is a Hefsik Mapa, even if it's cold. Don't take any chances. Don't do it. Finally, Sivkot and Sadi Zayin, he says, this halacha that we said over here You shouldn't use these boards, even if you did hagola on them. Imhu kli matris, the efshel and akosi yofet. This is what we talked about in the bir halacha before. So here the Mishnah Berurah says, if it was a metal utensil over here, which could be cleaned out well, so then mutar ayideh hagola. Then the Mishnah Berurah's psak over here is brought down in the Sharetzion Oskuf Yuches, from the Prichodesh, the Choch Yaakov, and the Mekor Chayim, is that it would be acceptable, and that's what we brought down as the first opinion of the bir halacha. However, he brings down the Yesh Machmirim Gambazeh, and you see this in Sivkot Kuf Yotes, in the Sharetzion, which we said was the Magen Avraham, according to his understanding over here of the Beis Sor, the Lo Mahani Hagola, that a Beis Sword, which we will learn still in Chav Beis. So he says that that is no good. So here he's Machmir as well. And as I said, V'ayin in the Bir Halacha, we already read this in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel B'Pesach. Now we go to Sif Yud Ches. The Mechaber writes, Hanapa, Hanapa is a sieve. Tzorich ledakdek ba ma'od lenakosa mipsisei hachametz hanidbak ba. In order to properly clean a sieve, you have to really work very hard to clean out all the chametz that may be in this sieve, the little pieces of chametz that could easily get caught up in the holes of the grater or the sieve over here. The nisrach, the nidbak, sircha is an attachment, an adhesion of sort. You have this in the lungs of an animal, has a sircha, an attachment from the lung to the chest cavity. So the sit nisrach, it means there are attachments of chametz over there that are attached to the sieve, or the nidbak, there are another word for an attachment. Benikve ariga sanapa, into the little holes of the sieve, uba eitz shaba, and to the wood that is the base of the sieve. So therefore, you have to be very concerned about this. And therefore, the only way to kasha this over here would be v'yishavshifu osam b'mayim yofa yofa. You have to go clean it off well with water, rinse it off well with water. V'uadin l'chol shar klei halisha. And this would apply to any other type of kneading utensil that was dealing a lot with chametz. Shashivshuf b'hem ikogodo, that you must rub it well, you must clean it very, very well before you can try to do any kashering. The Mishnah explains in Sifkot and Sadi Ches, wrote Solomar, what the Machaber is telling us over here is, La'achar sheniku oso heitev. You only do this shifshuf after you cleaned it out directly without any water. Tim yavo ala mayim mikodem, afilo amiksos, because if water got onto it, even a small part of it, shuv ein lo takona, then there's no way to properly clean it out. L'shtamish bo b'pesach l'kuliyama, and there's no way you could use it on Pesach, because the water that would come into contact with it would certainly make it into chametz, and there's no way then to get rid of that. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sif Katan Sadi Tes, and he says this applies as well to other kneading utensils. The Odos Hagala Lo Hiskir B'Zasif, and whether Hagala works isn't mentioned over here at all. Why? Because we already learned this in the Sif that we started at the end of yesterday's share and the beginning of today's share in Yud Zayin. Tikvar Be'er Le'el B'Sif Yud Zayin. The Mloshin Bo Kol Hashana Tzrich Hagala, because we said that if it is used all year round, then you must use Hagala after you cleaned it off. And here, V'Hocha Ashmin, and we're talking the low name of the Yotze B'Hagala L'Chud. You can't use Hagala L'Chud. You have to do the other things. Or alternatively, inami, the hocha Irish shaloshim barak lefrokim. What we're talking here about, but you don't use it regularly for chametz, and therefore the binadina in tzarach hagola. You don't need hagola. So we marushach. Either you obviously need hagola, or you don't need hagola. That's why hagola isn't mentioned over here at all. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says hagah the noagu shelo lishtamesh benapa aide hagola vein l'shanos v'chein v'chol kayotzi bazeh. He says that the minig is not to use this type of a sieve even after you did the cleaning and you did hagola. And he says, we shouldn't change around the minog. That's the minog not to do so. Ein l'shanos, and he brings down the name of the Maril and the Beis Yosef. And other utensils that are like this, the same thing applies. Kegon hakli shekorim rib eisen, something that is called a rib eisen, which in the Tirgum number one is a migreris pumpia, which is basically a grater. O hakishol rechaim, or the base receptacle over here of the millstone. And he brings us down the name of the Maril. The kulan and all of these types of utensils, lo mahani luhu hagola. We do not allow hagola because it's going to be just too difficult to go and clean out. And the Mishnah explains the sifkot and kuf. Wrote Salomar, even though you did everything that we just said, you did a very, very good cleaning out and you rubbed it very well and then you put in water and then you did hagola. The reason why we don't allow this, because it's just very, very difficult to guarantee that you cleaned it out well. And he brings down the Dirshu footnote number 83. You have to sell it then because you can't get rid of the little pieces of chametz. And this is even according to people that say, we don't normally sell chametz. Obviously, somebody sells chametz. What's the big deal to sell this as well? But if according to somebody that normally doesn't sell chametz, can he sell this? So if Nissen Karlitz Zatzal brings down, even though this has chametz gomer in it, and the people normally don't sell, let's say, had the minute that they don't sell chametz gomer, even here they would be allowed to sell this because ein davuk bo ela ma'at chametz. It's only a very small amount of chametz, and there's really no chashash that you come to eat it, which is why some people have the minhag that they don't sell chametz gomer because you may come to eat it. So here that doesn't apply, and even those people that hold you don't sell chametz gomer would be allowed to sell this. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, "Ubedi'evet im avar v'nishtamish bo bepesach haydei shiv shofetiv l'chud." Bottom line is, if you did go and do a good shiv shof without hagola, and now you used it on Pesach, so then yesh lo smocha psaka mechaber disrelay the b'shiv shof l'chud sagi. Then you could rely upon the opinion of the mechaber that says over here that as long as you did a good shiv shof, that would be acceptable. Again, that's a b'di'evet position. It shouldn't be l'chatchila, but that would be acceptable b'di'evet. And the Shaar HaTzion brings us down from the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Kuf Chav, in the name of the Ayurabah, the Chok Yaakov, and the grass. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Kuf Aleph tells us, what should you do in this situation if we don't allow you to use it, and you only have one sieve? Elatzarech Liknos Napa Chadosha. You have to buy a new one. Nuvein Amotzi Liknos Chadosha. You can't find the new one, you can't afford it, you can't find one. Then, in this situation, Mutov Shalolu Raked HaKemach Klal. Then don't sift flour in this situation. The Shaar HaTzion Os Kuf Chav brings us down the name of the Magen Avraham, and he explains, O Perishu Devarav, Kamach Ronim, the Chok Yaakov, the Graz, and the Chayodim explain over here the Magen Avraham, the Lo Koy Davka Al Shenof Lumayim Nitzchil. It's not talking about the case where the water fell on it, but even El Astam Napi Shon, even if it's a regular Napa over here that you cleaned out well, you shouldn't use it. And in this situation, where you don't have another Napa, don't sift the flour. However, he says, "Ochein im nimtza gagrei chita b'kemach." If you do find over here pieces of wheat over here in the flour, v'imkein im nimtza osam bePesach b'matzah b'vushelas yasod. If you found this on Pesach in a cooked matzah, you would have to assume that there was chametz. So efshad yesh lismoch af lechatchila lohakel aydei sheishavshifu osam heitev mitchila v'achar kach yagilena. So in this situation, he says you can rely upon the opinion that we brought down, the makel opinion. It says if you do a shivshav very, very well, then you'd be allowed to go and do hagola, and then you could use it lechatchila. V'havi kilchalita, because when you go and do the hagola, it would be like putting it in very, very hot water, and anything that you put in very, very hot water doesn't become chametz, it becomes cooked right away. No, there's no way to clean it, and you don't have any other sieve. So azai yishmor shlo yochal matzos ki miveshim. Then in this situation, you'd only be allowed to eat the matzos over here if they were dry. V'lo yivashlem, you wouldn't be allowed to go and cook them. V'lo yidein berotav u'bedavalach, you shouldn't put them into any sort of a gravy or put them into anything moist. And you should know v'da the imbo mayim al napa. And if water did in fact come upon this sieve, ain lo takon lishtamish bo pesach. Then in that situation, you definitely can't use it on Pesach no matter what. Even af l'dasa mechaber that's mekel. Or mikol makom im nipu kemach be pesach be napa shebo al mayim achar pesach shoshana she'avra. If in fact you used over here this napa, which last year by Pesach time had water come on it, so then in this situation, mutar b'di'evet, it would be allowable this year b'di'evet, because the shuv have chametz nuksha, because any chametz that would be there would be chametz nuksha, and it would be bato b'shishim. He brings it down for the Chok Yaakov and the Makor Chayim, and in this situation, you would be allowed to use it b'di'evet when you have no other napa available. Sivkot and Kuf Beis, he brings down this greater shekorin rib eisen. He says, the lefamim meforin olav lechem chametz, because sometimes you make crumbs out of here from chametz stick of bread. The efshur shelo dishtaya peru mashu besoch nekovav, and obviously there's going to be some chametz left over here. He says, v'gam atamcha shekorin chrein. He says, what we call chrein, okay, horseradish, shigaru alav kol hashana, that you grated on this grater, the nechtach b'sachin shel chometz, so it was cut up with a sachin of chometz, v'atamchu dover chorif v'nivla botam chometz, and this is obviously sharp, and it absorbs the chometz that could taste, v'achakach shemolin alav nimsa botam chometz, and now when you roll it around, it's going to have the taste of chometz in it, u'bazeh afilu b'di'evid yesh lesor, minishtam shuvah Pesach, and if you use this on Pesach, so it's going to impart the chometz that could blios over here on Pesach. And he says this is true, afilu im nishtamshu bo bitzonin, even if it was all cold. For example, gagon she perul of matzah, you crumbled up a piece of matzah over here, and certainly v'koshikein chrein shudav acharif, with the chrein that is sharp over here. And he says this is true, afilu im nikru oso heitev mitchila, even if it was cleaned out very well originally. Mishum she efshar shalo nidbak bo peru chometz, because it's impossible that there shouldn't be little pieces of chometz left over here, or peru chrein, or little pieces of the chrein, shunivla bechometz, which has chometz inside of it. However, he says, Abo, kishinishtamshu bo b'erev Pesach, yesh bazeh chilukim. On Erev Pesach, there are a couple of different factors that you can take into consideration, and we'll pick this up tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, and discuss this in that shir. This concludes today's shir.